This is URN.
The free sexual health services offered at Crips here on campus are to be axed due to funding cuts. These services, which include advice on matters pertinent to sexual health and conduct and the providing of free condoms, are due to suffer after Nottingham City Council and the University of Nottingham Health Service have been faced with serious budget cuts. A University of Nottingham spokesperson communicated the deep disappointment of the university at the withdrawal of funding from this quality, valuable and cost-effective provision. Since these cuts have been announced, a number of students have come out in protest. We spoke to Katrin from Nottingham Students for Promoting Sexual Health.
I'm Katrin, and I'm here to represent Nottingham Students for Promoting Sexual Health.
This is URN.
So many students weren't aware of cuts happening before the petition. So when and how did you find out about the cuts to funding?
I found out about 2 weeks ago through a friend of mine who's very active in these sorts of activities, and he then set up this NSPSH group to coordinate efforts, including setting up the petition.
Do you think it's been kept deliberately quiet?
I think there's evidence to suggest that it might have been, because although the university themselves were informed, the students' union were not. So it could be a deliberate thing to try and sneak it under without students knowing, particularly with the timeline, with it being axed by the end of March, which is barely 6 weeks away from now. So by the time students could become aware of it, it could already be gone.
So what has the actual reaction to the petition been like?
The reaction from students so far has been good. We've had just under 150 signatures in the past week or so since it was set up. And with regards to the council, we haven't actually heard back from them. Although we have received automated things, there's not been any official response from them yet.
Some people have speculated that these cuts might be necessary in a way. So according to The Guardian, drug and alcohol services, as well as kind of just wider social care, are on the list of programmes that are threatened by cuts like this. What would you say to those who argue that sexual health care is less important than other services?
That's quite an interesting question. I'd say that it's not a case that that we necessarily need to defund one aspect of social care or healthcare in order to fund another. So I can see the merits of both being given equal importance, really. I would say that, yes, with drug and alcohol abuse and dependency, that perhaps there is more of a requirement for specialist intervention, whereas, as you mentioned, there is for example, contraception is available over the counter quite easily. But I think both the effects of sexual health related things such as unwanted pregnancies and STIs, in addition to the personal and social impact of drug and alcohol abuse, are both cuts to both have long-term negative effects, both on individuals' lives but also on communities, and longer-term in terms of costs to health and social care providers.
So these cuts are obviously being made and determined by the Department of Health and kind of the Council of Health Services. But some speculate that actually the Department of Education should have an increased role in sexual education. So should there be an improvement in primary and secondary school sexual education? And do you think in the future this could contribute to maybe a less strained sexual healthcare system?
Yes, I completely agree with that. There was a report from the Department of Health that was looking into the cost effectiveness of different sexual health related interventions, and they did some analysis and found out that actually introducing greater education in schools on STIs and how to prevent unwanted pregnancies was actually cost saving in the long run. So for every pound put into that, we would actually save more than the cost. And as you say, with increasing that, that's definitely something that I think we need to improve upon. As it happens, I'm actually the project leader for Out in Education, which goes into schools to tackle homophobia and also to deliver sex and relationship education, which is more inclusive to LGBT plus individuals who can be, there are certain subgroups within the community that are more susceptible to to STIs, such as, for example, men who have sex with men. So I think it's definitely something we could improve upon.
What would be your ideal outcome?
I mean, I think both are important, really, in terms of increasing education in schools and in continuing to fund the sexual health services here at Cripps. In the current political climate, I acknowledge that with austerity, it is often a case of choosing to axe funding for one thing in order to maintain another. But I think ideally the clinic at Cripps would stay because with it being axed, the nearest so-called GUM clinic will be at Nottingham City Hospital, which is at least a 45-minute bus journey from Portland Building, which I used as a point of reference when I was looking at that. So the potential costs to students from not being able to access healthcare on campus could be really quite high in the long term.
This is URN.
So we just heard from Katrin, who's representing Nottingham Students for Promoting Sexual Health. We're talking about the cuts to the sexual health service at Cripps. What do you guys think about this?
I honestly didn't even realise there was like a sexual health service. I don't know if that's just me being like really not tuned in, but I knew that about the C card scheme. That's all I knew. I didn't know about any other clinics. I honestly thought the nearest one was
the one in town.
Yeah, I didn't realise that the university had their own. So I think I hadn't heard about the cuts either. It's the first time.
I think it's so petty. Like, you've got students on campus that like are living on campus, and like if they need to go and get checked, like having that service there at Cripps is so convenient for them. And I think especially for a lot of university students, because the majority of us are registered at that health centre and whatever, so it's like to like diminish that, we're now gonna have to like try and find somewhere else in town or around Nottingham if we like need to use a service like that.
I think as well, whether we like it or not, and like, you know, whether the uni approves it or whatever, sexual relations are something that are like really, really common amongst university students. And especially like, obviously people in relationships have it in like within couples, but also it's very common for it to not be amongst couples. So lots of people are getting with lots and lots of people. So there are quite increased chances, not to make the uni sound like, you know, promiscuous or anything, but you know, there are those sorts of people out there.
Sorry. It is part of uni culture. And I think we're all aware that all this stuff happens. And at the end of the day, we need a service like that. Mm. And it's really helpful to have one on campus that you could like easily get to. Like, it's really convenient, and to sort of take that away, I just think we shouldn't be cutting the funds for it. I think we need it.
And I think having one on campus as well, they're used to dealing with students, so someone might feel more comfortable going to one which is used to dealing with students rather than one in town which has a large variety of people.
But can I just, I don't know, Dan, if you know the answer to this, but do you know what the money that they've cut, what services will it be providing instead?
I think what would likely be the case is that there's been a sufficient enough cut for them to say they're either taking away enough funding that would actually bankrupt that service, so they might as well put what's left in other departments. I think it would likely be dispersed between different areas.
But within the Cripps Medical
Centre. Still within Cripps, but I think the primary problem is, like you guys just said, that there's, you know, a lot of students require these services. University is, there's a culture at university that can't really be denied of drinking and, in a way, sex. So it's a bit of a bad area to take funding away from, in the sense that students do require it more so than they require, you know, the flu shot or something.
But is it possible, because if there's four of us in this room who have been at this university for a considerable, you know, amount of time, and none of us knew about this service,
the services the they're cutting on campus are basically advisory and like free condoms and free
equipment, contraception. I think if you need that service though, you would be aware of it, or even still, there obviously are people that are aware of it. I've never used it, but I know that it's there, and if I did need it, then I would know where to go. But even for those students that obviously are worried and have wanted to go and check, they would have obviously found research and found, oh, the campus has one, that's really convenient, I can go speak to technically a doctor that deals with students, like you said. So,
well, one of the issues that was raised when this news was first announced was, you know, this might actually be beneficial if students know that it's harder to get, you know, to get advice and help and kind of free contraception, might it make them slightly more wary of what they're doing?
No. We had a story probably about a month ago now about emergency contraception. We were talking within that, like, I think even if you know that there's not something there and that the alternative is getting pregnant, it won't stop you in the heat of moment.
How many people do you know on a night out who had intended to just go out with their friends, come back alone, and they don't come back alone after several drinks? So if you don't plan for stuff like that to happen, like, you can't always like prevent all that comes with it.
No, but I think you do need to take responsibility. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, like, I can't remember it, but I've heard the phrase before, like, if you're old enough to have sex and you're old enough to deal with the consequences. Yeah.
But the thing is, with some of these things, the consequences aren't always just for yourself. Like, yeah, with some of these diseases, you pass them on to someone else and they might not have known that you had it. You might not have known yourself. Like, so it's why you have to take responsibility symptoms for
I
your own health.
If you are a person that does go out and does sleep about and whatever, you should know within yourself that at some point I need to get checked, like, just to be on the safe side. I don't think it's...
Exactly. And if not just for yourself, then at least out of respect for the people who you might be with. Yeah.
Yeah, I think... we're raising a good issue here, which is kind of the understanding between consenting sexual partners that they're clean, and it's an important thing, especially at university. Like I said, there is a big culture around clubbing and around drinking, and that can and does often lead to sex. You know, the as adults and as people who have come here, you know, away from home with the right to drink, we should have the responsibility to make sure that even when inebriated, we're doing the right thing and we're making sure that, you know, any sexual partner we're with, or just even our friends, just making sure that our friends are doing the right thing. It's important to make sure that you yourself or the people that you're meant to be caring for are conducting themselves in a way that's sensible in the moment and sensible in, you know, for future reference. And it's important, especially at a place like this. And that's why, you know, these cuts are a little bit scary, because, you know, the taking away a resource from when people generally, I assume, find out that they have maybe an STI or they require quick advice, I think it would probably be a bit of a breath of fresh air to be like, oh, I can just walk to Cripps. Mm. It's like a 10-minute walk.
Because if I was in that situation, I wouldn't want to be like, oh no, I've got to go into town, I've got to find a sexual health clinic, oh no, who's going to be in there? Like, I don't know, I think I'd feel a lot more comfortable going to the doctors on my university campus.
But I think, like, at the end of the day, what I was just thinking during this is that a doctors are a doctors. It's not like you're going to go to them and be like, oh, I need help with contraception, they'll just turn you away. So I know when I've needed, like, the pill, I've gone to the doctors, I haven't used the sexual health service. So there will still be help at Cripps, they're not completely diminishing it.
There will be, but I think the reason there's such contention over these cuts is because it's advice. I understand how the NHS works, and even I'm struggling to see how, you know, serious cuts are affecting the ability of a doctor to give advice or to, you know, free condoms. I don't think that many people actually use, you know, free condoms from a doctor. Like, if I did a sample, I'm sure I'd find like a minimum. Don't bother.
Like, I remember, like, we were just talking about it, like, in my house, and one of our housemates was like, oh, I didn't realise you could get the C card. And I was like, yeah. So I don't think that many people are, like, aware it even exists.
Yeah, and it's... I think it's, if you don't require it, you don't tend to know. It's good to know that there are these facilities. I myself just kind of assume that Cripps would have one. It would make a lot of sense to me to have a sexual health service.
I've just cast my mind back to, like, my original freshers last year, and I remember we actually did have a lecture on all the sexual health programs that the uni has. Mm-hmm. So perhaps they should do that more often, because I'd totally forgotten, to be honest. Yeah.
Or at least if they've cut the services, tell us where to get alternative and give us, like, websites that can tell us where to get it.
Mm-hmm. Just to say, those cuts will be coming into effect at the end of March, and if you do feel passionately about it, you can find several petitions against it online. There's one on 38degreeschange.com, and the university, the Nottingham Students for Promoting Sexual Health, also have their own petition.
This is URN.